Will the clerk please announce the members present?
Representatives Curtula, Guttenberg, and Munoz.
Thank you. Are there any guests for introduction today?
Madam Speaker.
Representative Curtula.
This feels really wonderful to be able to say this, but it's with great honor that I get to introduce your parents.
Thank you.
And if they rise, so we can also clap for them.
Stand up.
We'd like to do that. And
Ralph Swap.
Right, and Ralph. I apologize. Give me the last name. It just went right out of my head.
Ralph Swap.
Yes, and Mr. Swap. I apologize. So if they'd all rise, we'd really like to clap for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Representative Curtula. Are there messages from the governor?
I have no messages from the governor today, Ms. Speaker. Madam Speaker.
Thank you. Are there messages from the other body?
There are no messages from the other body.
Are there any communications?
I have no communications today.
Are there any reports from standing committees?
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee has considered House Joint Resolution 20, Repeal Federal Daylight Saving Time, attaches a zero fiscal note. Recommending do pass Keller and Munoz. No recommendation, Harris, Cisna, and Herron. The report was signed by Representatives Herron and Munoz, co-chairs. House Joint Resolution 20 has a further referral to the Labor and Commerce Committee. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has considered House Bill 26, Medicaid for Adult Dental Services, attaches a fiscal note. Recommending do pass Seaton, Cisna, Coghill. No recommendation, Herron and Keller. The report was signed by Representatives Herron and Keller, co-chairs. House Bill 26 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee has considered House Bill 74, Coastal Management Program, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 74, CNRA, with the same title. Attaches two fiscal notes, recommending or having no recommendation, Keller, Cisna, Herron, and Munoz. The report was signed by Representatives Herron and Munoz, co-chairs. House Bill 74 has a further referral to the Resources Committee. The State Affairs Committee has considered House Bill 116, Iditarod Registration Plates, attaches a zero fiscal note, recommending do pass Gatto, Seaton, Grunberg, and Lynn. The report was signed by Representative Lynn Chair. House Bill 116 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered House Bill 129, revoking real estate salesperson licenses, attaches a zero fiscal note, recommending do pass Lynn, Book, Coghill, Holmes, and Newman. The report was signed by Representative Newman, Vice Chair. House Bill 129 has no further referral. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has considered Senate Concurrent Resolution 1, Brain Injury Awareness Month, March 2009, attaches the previous zero fiscal note, recommending do pass Coghill, Seaton, Lynn, Cisna, and Keller. The report was signed by Representative Keller, co-chair. Senate Concurrent Resolution 1 has no further referral. The State Affairs Committee has considered committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 5, Finance, Territorial Guard Retirement Benefits, attaches the previous zero fiscal note, recommending do pass Gatto, Seaton, Gruenberg, and Lynn. The report was signed by Representative Lynn Chair. CS for Senate Joint Resolution 5, Finance, has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Madam Speaker.
Thank you. Are there any reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Are there any committee announcements? Are there any other announcements? This brings us to special orders. Are there special orders? Representative Curtula.
Topic is Madam Speaker.
Thank you.
I just can't resist at how wonderful it is to have a speaker from Juneau.
Thank you.
And with all due respect to the current normal speaker, I think you're doing a great job, and I'd certainly vote to have you there permanently. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Representative Curtula. All right. I think we are concluded now, and I don't believe we need a motion. I can go ahead and adjourn the meeting, just adjourn, and thank everybody for being here today. It's been a real pleasure. It feels really fun to be up here in the seat. But we are Oh, yes, and I'm sorry. There, without objection to adjourning, the House will adjourn until 10:30 a.m. on Monday morning, March 9th, 2009. Thank you.